Friday with no particular haste, and time for one of our culture-file guests to tell us about the stuff they've been consuming lately. And this time it's the turn of well-worrying artist Carmen Quigley to share with us her culture-file likes.
I'm Carmen Quigley, and I'm an artist in Dublin. A movie that I recently watched, I rewatched it, was The Beguiled. That originally came out in 2017, and it's Nicole Kidman and Colin Farrell. And I thought it was very funny, maybe unintentionally funny. It's very, I think it's underappreciated as a remake. It's set during the Civil War in America, and it's this house of women who are, you know, eagerly awaiting for men to return from war. So the women are on the side of the Confederates, and then Colin Farrell is the other side, and he's injured and kind of stumbles onto their property, and they find him and they say they'll nurse him back to health, and he kind of bewitches all the women and they all want him to stay longer than he needs to, and they don't want to give him up to the Confederates even though they know they should. It is ridiculous. I don't want to spoil it because everyone should watch it. but things take a turn. a book I read recently that I really enjoyed is Ancient and Holy Wells of Dublin by Gary Branigan. Yeah, so I dip in and out of this book when I'm looking to visit a holy well in Dublin. It's got a lot of very useful information, and it also has access ratings for holy wells. So between 0 and 5, how accessible a holy well is to visit in Dublin. 0 is the well no longer exists. 5 is you can walk right up to that well. The wells I visited in Dublin have usually been around a 4. 4 was St. Patrick's Well under Trinity. Yeah. Because you just have to know the right person to email. Not that difficult to get there. And then I'm assuming the ones in like sea caves are going to be maybe around a 2 or a 3. But I'll have to explore that a bit more. Yeah, I suppose I will just like, I'll be honest and I'll say that the podcast that I listen to the most is called Sexy Unique Podcast. And it's basically about Bravo TV shows and like Vanderpump Rules and Real Housewives. And they also do kind of recaps of old reality TV shows. So Rock of Love and The Jersey Shore and stuff like that. And that is probably what I'm listening to most of the time while I'm drawing. I re-listen to them as well. Even if I've already heard the episodes, I'll put on an episode and like zone out.
Bad tattoos on leather tan skin. Jesus Christ on a plastic sign.
I'm loving the Charlie XCX new album. It's just a lot of fun. It's green. I like it. It's I'm a big Charlie fan in general, so really enjoying it. Manual drive, bad tattoos on leather tan skin. Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. All in love again and again. Winding roads through manual drive. Early nights and white sheets of lace curtain. Capri in the distance, in a place that can make you change. All in love again and again. Early nights and white sheets of lace curtain. Capri in the distance, in a place that can make you change. All in love. A food that I think about quite a lot is, well, it's, I suppose it's an ingredient. It's capers. I think they're completely underrated, and I could eat a full jar in one sitting easily. They always spring into my mind when someone asks me what my favorite food is. I have no favorite brand of caper. Any caper is a good caper, in my opinion. A caper is a little bud. They're amazing. and they look like tadpole. The most recent thing I can think of when trying to remember a smell was I have a Penny's body spray that really smells like sun cream, and it's just the smell of summer. It's really nice. Yeah, or the smell of a loop-de-loop.
The likes of Carmen Quigley there. Coming up tomorrow is the latest episode of the Culture File Debate, and this time we'll be focusing on Sarah Walker Gallery in Castletown Bear in West Cork. There, the current exhibition features the coming together of two artists who've had parallel careers in painting since they met in art college in the 1960s, Charles Tyrrell and Martin Gale. They're in a show curated by another duo who first met in art school in the 1980s, gallerist Sarah Walker and Nuala Fenton. Burton, all of which provides an unmissable opportunity to weave a conversational history of one particular slice of the Irish art world over the last 50 years. That's the Culture File debate, 6:30 p.m. on your radio and in your timeline, well, just about now.